U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is sending Special Envoy George Mitchell back to the Middle East this week. This comes on the heels of her visit with Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak here in Washington a few days ago. I'm Steve Norman in the VOA News Center in Washington, speaking with Michael Fishbach, a professor of history at Randolph-Macon College and author of numerous books, including Records of Dispossession, Palestinian Refugee Property, and the Arab-Israeli Conflict. Good to have you with us, Dr. Fishbach.
Always good to be with you, Steve.
All reports have indicated that that Clinton-Barak meeting further eased the tensions between Israel and the United States after that May 31st commando raid on the Gaza flotilla. If they are indeed eased, will this help Senator Mitchell and whatever he has planned for this trip?
Well, certainly. I mean, one of the main dimensions of the entire Mitchell program of late has been trying to deal with the ramifications of these worsening Israeli-American relations. The Palestinians, for their part, have been floating proposals and in the discussions. But I think everybody really has their eyes set on this, really, as part of the center stage, and that is to what degree can President Obama and Prime Minister Netanyahu really work together on this or in fact, any other matter.
If indeed things go well in this meeting, are we near a point where we would go, we and they, more specifically, go from indirect discussions to direct discussions?
I think we'll get closer. I'm still not entirely optimistic that that's going to happen anytime soon. For one, the Israeli press just today is reporting that the city of Jerusalem is close to approving a new master plan for both halves of the city, East and West Jerusalem, and that this master plan would call for expansion of Jewish neighborhoods in East Jerusalem, in Palestinian, largely Palestinian East Jerusalem. And that, in and of itself, if that's true, if the city of Jerusalem moves on this, that right there could halt things dead in their tracks.
In fact, I believe there were clashes today in East Jerusalem between Israeli police and Palestinian protesters over one controversial development project, the King's Garden area, I believe. That same project, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon last week, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, the King of Jordan, all decried these sorts of projects and demolition activities in Jerusalem. Is that just a local matter, or is it a national concern in Israel?
Oh, it's both, but it's certainly a national concern. Jerusalem, as everybody has said repeatedly over the years, is one of the central issues that need to be resolved for Israeli-Palestinian and even wider Arab-Israeli peace. So certainly this always brings in a national response among Israelis. It's one of those third rail issues, as we say in the United States. Third rail, you touch it, you die. Mm-hmm. And any Israeli prime minister views these things with a great degree of seriousness. The Netanyahu government, like any government, is also dealing with a number of controversial issues at home. This question of religious Jews of European descent, Ashkenazic Jews, to what degree can they build schools that don't allow Sephardic or Mizrahi Jews to enter? I mean, this has become a huge issue and ignites the entire religious versus secular debate within Israel. So Prime Minister Netanyahu has a lot of issues on his plate, and certainly that religious issue, Jerusalem, is very important to it as well.
Very good. Thank you, Dr. Fishbach. Good to speak with you again.
Always good to speak with you, Steve.
That was Michael Fishbach, a professor of history at Randolph-Macon College here in the United States. He is also author of numerous books on the Middle East, including Records of Dispossession, Palestinian Refugee Property, and the Israeli-Arab Conflict. I'm Steve Norman in the VOA News Center.